former officer found guilty of misconduct. A former Oxfordshire police officer has been found guilty of gross misconduct for targeted attacks on a gay male Thames Valley police inspector. Former Detective Constable Kasper Bangert from Denmark was investigated for placing drawing pins in the eyes of a photograph of an inspector on five separate occasions on two separate notice boards between July and November 2024. It was alleged that because the inspector is an openly gay man and therefore granted an anonymity by the panel, the former officer had engaged in targeted homophobic attacks, as no other photographs were defaced in this way. Mr. Bangert admitted most of the factual allegations in the case, but strenuously denied that the motivation was the inspector's sexuality, as he said first time he found out about his sexuality was during the misconduct hearing, and that he harboured no homophobic feelings or beliefs and would therefore never act with such motivation. Instead, he stated that he only stuck pins in the eyes in the pictures as a practical joke to raise morale, as it gave a googly eye effect. He said that this was a common phenomenon both back in his native Denmark and in the university and naval environments he had previously been in. The panel found Mr. Bangert to be a credible witness, stating he was someone who clearly had a strong moral code, who was acutely aware of his own failings. However, his goggly eyes explanation did not wholly satisfy the panel. The panel retained doubts as to whether the former officer was the team player he claimed to be, as he failed to link Superintendent Riddle's all-user email on November the 7th, 2024, to his own conduct, which had continued until 2 days earlier. It considered it more likely he chose not to come forward, hoping his actions would go undiscovered. Based on evidence, the panel concluded that Mr. Bangert more likely did not know the inspector's sexuality, concluding he didn't act with homophobic motives, which were, however, called unfathomable. The Danish man was found to have caused psychological distress. In the inspector's witness statement, he described how the ongoing actions impacted his confidence in the workplace and personal life, saying he felt like he was being stalked.